Hello everyone and welcome to a presentation on Double Open, an automated open source compliance pipeline for Yocto built on SPDX. Let me introduce myself first. My name is Mikko Murto and I work at HH Partners Attorneys at Law. HH Partners is a law firm based in Helsinki, Finland, and we have quite a long history actually with open source licensing, dating back to at least 2006. I work here at HH Partners as a lawyer with much of my legal work related to open source licensing and also as a developer for the Double Open project. I'm really happy to be here and share what the project has been up to lately with you. There's also my contact information on this slide, so if anyone has any questions or comments, please let me know by email or any other means. So what this presentation is about is that I'm going to give you an overview of the tooling that we're developing, but first a little bit of background on the Double Open project. So the tooling is part of the Double Open project, which is a research project on open source compliance done with open tools and open data. In addition to the development of this tooling, the Double Open project is also working on some competence development aspects of license compliance questions. So the tooling part is a tool that we are developing which focuses on automating license compliance for embedded software projects built with the Yocto build system. We're currently working on a proof of concept with a company using the Yocto build system for their embedded Linux needs, but support for other build systems in the future could absolutely be possible, be they other embedded Linux systems or other more general package managers. Let's look at some of the goals that we've set for the tooling part of this project. First, we've decided to use SPDX documents as the tooling's data format in all its steps. This should enable users to kind of pick and choose any tools that work with SPDX and combine them as they will, as long as all of those tools produce and consume spec compliant SPDX. Just as an example, the notice generator of our tool could be used to generate notice files for any SPDX documents produced by any other tools as well, not only our tool. The file formats that we're currently aiming to support are at least JSON and YAML, with other file formats possible if so required later. So the goal of the first part of the tool is to analyze a software project and create a detailed bill of materials of the components and save that bill of materials in the form of SPDX. As mentioned, we're working on analyzing projects built with the Yocto build system currently. The second part of the tool should read that produce the SPDX document and get license and copyright information for the project described in that SPDX document. During our proof of concept, we're currently using Fossology to provide that license and copyright information, but other scanners or maybe services like Clearly Defined could be later used to provide this information also. After we have that information, the third part should evaluate the project's license compliance based on a policy. And the last part should create a notice file for the project described in the SPDX document. One of the goals of the project is also to integrate this workflow into a continuous integration pipeline. And we should also store enough information from the analysis to enable CVE management later, like identifiers to allow querying for vulnerabilities from databases and so on. I'll next go over the individual steps of the pipeline, and the main part of